ladies and gentlemen, to Amateur Opinions with Deuce and Easy. We're your hosts, Deuce and Easy. Deuce, another week, another podcast. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. I'm good, thanks. How are you? What's happening?
I'm good. Can't complain. We're recording a little bit late this week. I'm good. This is a bit of a busy-ish week for me at work, but other than that, I'm okay. Planning a weekend getaway, so I'm looking forward to that.
That's gonna be fun.
At the time of recording, I'll be heading out. Yeah.
At the time of recording.
Well, people who are listening.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because I'll be away by the time most people hear this. But yeah, have a weekend getaway planned. What's happening with you?
Nothing much. How far are you heading out?
I'm going to Hammond Scroll. I don't know how far it is. Maybe an hour and a half, maybe two.
But okay.
Yeah, just Airbnb vibes, camping in the bush. Very casual.
Sounds dope.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. Fine, bro. I'm good. I finally fixed my sleeping patterns. So, you know, last week I had to go sort out my visa. And when I did that, I didn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. So I ended up just leaving the house at 7 a.m. and then came back at 12. Then I crashed till maybe 7, I think. May have even been 8 or something, but it was pretty late. So that pretty much messed up my sleeping pattern for the next like 10, 11 days. So I finally fixed it last night, slept at a good time, woke up at a good time. So I think I'm back in the swing of things.
How are you sleeping now? What time are you?
So my normal sleeping time is like 5 a.m. Because that's the time I work. I work in the AMs. So yeah. So and then I wake up at around like 12:01, and then I get back to it. So I'd kind of messed that up. So I couldn't. Nice. Which is why I couldn't sleep the day I was gonna go do my visa, because I usually sleep at 5, and then now it was kind of weird because I was waking up soon and it was just messed up. But it kind of felt like probably what you would feel if you're jet lagged. I would think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your sleeping pattern is already weird enough as it is, so.
Yes.
For that to be disrupted, you know,
yeah,
it's just disruption squared.
Exactly. But I'm back, I'm happy.
Nice. Amazing. Do I still have you on air?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Thought I'd lost you there. You sent me two interesting posts that I actually wanted to chat about. Okay. You first sent me Harry Styles on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah.
I didn't read too much into it when you first sent it to me. I saw it. So if anyone hasn't seen it, Harry Styles is on the cover of Vogue, and he's wearing a couple of dresses on the cover. Then, so you sent me that. I didn't think too much into it. Then you sent me a post by Candace Owens commenting on Harry Styles' cover. And essentially, for people who don't know what happened, Candace Owens is a... She's a black female. Well, obviously she's female, but she's black. She's a conservative political commentator. Very controversial, obviously, because it's rare, at least in mainstream media, for black people to be conservative. But they are out there, and she's one of the more outspoken ones. She's one of those people you just love her or you hate her.
Yeah, there's no in between.
That being said... Yeah, there's no in between with Candace Owens. And so she responded to Harry Styles dressing up in a dress on Instagram. And I think the gist of what she was saying was that Hollywood is trying to demasculinize men, or they are breaking the foundations of manhood or the spirit of manhood, however you want to put it. I'm paraphrasing tremendously. I don't think I'm doing what she really said any justice. But I thought it was an interesting take from her. So you sent me that, and that made me think about the Harry Styles cover a little bit more now. Because initially, I didn't think much about it. Saw it, kept it moving. But now with what Candace said, now I was like, is she onto something?
Yeah. So initially, when I sent it to you the first time, I sent it with that straight face emoji, right?
And, I remember.
And what I was kind of inferring was the caption especially, which was basically saying, dropped it gorgeous or something. And I was like, not really. You know what I'm saying? Like, the dress was hideous to me, at least.
Yes.
And it felt like they're saying that just because it's a dude wearing it. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. So yeah, it's the ambition that's gorgeous, not necessarily the look.
Yes. So that's what it felt like. And I've always kind of felt like there's a lot of overcompensation in that realm. You know, like, you can never do that sort of thing and be bashed on a page like Complex. Not bashed, but not praised. Or even just saying, that dress doesn't really fit. You know what I'm saying? Even just that. Yeah. Not necessarily
Are you saying you've seen men pull off a better dress? I'm making light of the situation here, but
I mean, look, it still looks weird to me. I'll be honest with you. It's hard for me to say it looks great because it's still, it's still something I'm not accustomed to.
I thought it was like a Halloween costume.
Yeah, it'd be just like Halloween.
Would you say he killed it if it was like a Halloween thing?
If it's Halloween, I'm assuming you're dressing up as someone, right? So
yeah.
If you pull it off, okay, then you've pulled it off. Those are my thoughts on that. If you've pulled it off, then you have pulled it off. But if you haven't, then you haven't as well. But in this case, if it's Harry Styles, he's always like, there's no, he didn't kill it. At least to an account like Complex is what I'm saying. Not necessarily. Yes. Obviously, you have the Candace Owens who weren't fans, obviously.
I know another guy did it as well. It didn't get as much attention, or at least I didn't see it. The guy who did the Old Town Road song. What's his name? The rapper.
Old Nas. Nas X.
Lil Nas.
Lil Nas
X.
Yes.
I think he dressed up as Nicki Minaj for Halloween.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Did he kill it?
He killed it. I thought he killed it. Because when I first saw it, I genuinely thought it was a hun.
I missed that one.
Yeah, I'll send it to you and you can take a look when you have time.
Mm.
But that didn't get that much attention. Maybe because it was Halloween. I don't know. It just kind of came and went.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if the Harry Styles thing got that much attention, but... Okay, so what are your thoughts on it? I've sort of taken us on a tangent here. Yeah, like you said, you feel like it's a little bit strange.
Yeah, when I saw it, I didn't think wow. You know what I'm saying? I also didn't think yuck. All right. It felt like I was straight faced because I felt like, okay. He's wearing a dress, cool, whatever. But it just feels like it's just getting exalted just because he's wearing a dress, not necessarily because it looked good. That's
I feel you.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought.
Why do you think he did it? What do you think, what do you think was the message? Because with artistic things, there's 80% of the time I feel there's always an underlying message that the artist wants to convey. What do you think was the concept or the idea behind it? Was it a social stance? Were they just doing it for the sake of doing it? Am I overthinking it?
I don't know if you're familiar with Harry Styles, are you? Like, just in general?
Not too much. He was in the band, right? The boy band.
Yeah, he was in One Direction. So I'm quite familiar with him. So he's always been, I don't know if I should say always, but he's been that guy for a couple of years. So, you know, he paints his nails. He can put makeup on sometimes. You know, sometimes he decides to be more of a guy. Sometimes he decides to be more feminine. So he just alternates pretty much. So him doing that didn't really surprise me. I don't think he's ever pulled off like, you know, a gown dress like he did in that picture. But he's definitely, you know, painted his nails and put makeup on and just done stuff like that. But he's kind of maintained, if I'm not mistaken, he's always maintained that he's into girls, he's not gay. But he's always been like, you know, just that thing. So if for example, you know, Zayn Malik, right? He was also in One Direction.
Don't know him.
Okay. So if Zayn had worn a dress, then I would have been surprised and shocked because that's not his MO. But if it's Harry Styles, I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Okay. Then that changes things. Then I feel kind of Candace's criticism then now becomes a little bit harsh, because if the guy has a history of doing this, then is it really that big a deal, you know? But her main point was that Hollywood is they are pushing down a message that it's okay to not be masculine, or that masculinity is not important. That's her concern. Do you think that's fair? A fair criticism of mainstream media?
And also that it's being masculine is toxic, right? That toxic masculinity thingy, that's been pushed quite a bit. That was another point.
What is the other point? Just remind me.
The toxic masculinity. That.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
Just that, you know, you were saying, she said, I was just adding on to what you said, that she was also saying Hollywood says, you know, masculinity is toxic, kind of. Yeah,
so they argue that it's toxic. She probably thinks it's important. So I guess the theme or the question that it leaves us with is how important is masculinity, you know? That's what it left me thinking. Firstly, how important is it, but also how do you maintain it without disrespecting other people or being sensitive towards other people, you know? Do you even need to be, you know? Do you need to be sensitive to other people? That's what it made me think about.
I think like in this case, right? So I don't even think she has a problem with Harry Styles wearing a dress. For me, I don't think from what she was saying.
Yeah, I think it's an overarching problem that she has.
She's saying, right? You know, him being on the cover of Vogue, right, for starters, is pushing an agenda. You know, and obviously, and then, you know, big accounts like Complex, then kind of exalting it as well, right? So she's saying that, you know, They're destroying, you know, the essence of men, basically, and making them, or pushing to destroy it and making them more feminine. While for females, it's going the opposite direction, right? It's with the feminist movement. So which kind of makes them end up kind of meeting closer to the middle, not necessarily in the middle, but closer to the middle. So she's saying that's, I don't know, problematic, I guess. And I think, did she use the word satanic as well?
I don't remember.
Maybe she didn't, but I think I've heard that argument as well. I think what she said is true in terms of they are pushing that narrative. Whether it's malicious, I don't know. I actually don't think it's malicious. I think they think it's the right thing to do. And where we will kind of disagree or go apart is the part where we decide on whether it's the right thing to do. But whether these people who are pushing the agenda think it's negative, are doing it maliciously, I highly doubt it.
But is it? She clearly thinks it's malicious, right? And yeah. I've heard this from conservatives before. So there's a woman by the name of the blonde lady. What's her name? Also conservative political commentator.
Megyn Kelly. Tommy Lahren?
Tommy Lahren. Yeah. Tommy Lahren, I've heard her push the same narrative. She said how American men are the weakest they've ever been and they can't change a car tire. And that I've heard this chat before from conservatives where they argue that men are becoming less masculine, and they argue that it's an issue. And it made me think, right? I don't think it's as bad as they're making it out to be, but what it did make me question was, how important is masculinity, you know? Mm. And how do we treat it? Because I think masculinity is a lot like alcohol, right?
It's about what?
Too much of it.
You said masculinity is like?
It's a bit like alcohol. Okay. In that when a little bit, when it's, you know, too much of it is toxic and it can be dangerous, you know?
So you think so? That, You think too much of it is toxic?
Me personally.
Okay.
No. I said too much of it.
Yeah, too much of it.
Yeah. So I'm talking the kind of stuff that you see happening at all boys schools, you know, where there's excessive bullying and placing manhood in certain areas, you know, whether it be wealth or size, physical size, you know, that kind of toxic masculinity, right? Where you don't perceive someone who's smaller than you to be a man because you're bigger than them. That kind of masculinity is where I think it can be a little bit dangerous, right?
Okay.
But at the same time, too little of it is also a problem. And you see this in many African-American communities. And I'd say, I don't know if it's a problem in African households, but I'd say in South Africa, I think it's an issue as well, where single parenthood, where a lot of men are raised by their, you know, their mothers only, which is also an issue, because now there's no role model in this adult male's life, and the results are horrendous. You know, we see that with crime, we see that with gender-based violence, and I'm pretty sure you can tie it to, don't have the evidence to prove it, but I have strong reason to believe you can tie this to the lack of a father figure within the home, you know. Yeah. And that's a very big part of, I think, manhood and masculinity, when it's used in a responsible way, and it's used to lead young men and give them direction, give them purpose, you know. But I think it can be toxic when it's used for bullying and for manipulation and imposing your will on others because of maybe your size or your status. And then I think women can do that too, but I'm just speaking particularly to men now.
But don't you...
What else?
Yeah, sorry, go on. No, finish your thoughts.
Yeah, I was just saying it's something I'm thinking about, is where is that balance? Because a society without men or women, you know, they're both equally important, right? But there's certain things that men just need for their mental health, to be better men in society. But at the same time, how do you push that agenda without coming off as extreme as Candace does? Because I think for me, she comes out, she doesn't see the nuance of what she's saying. She doesn't understand the sexual spectrum that people are on. And you have to respect that, you know. But just because people are free to explore their sexuality, it doesn't mean that good values with regard to manhood and masculinity should be disregarded. You know, and that's what the Harry Styles thing has made me think about. Does that make sense? I know it's a tricky one, but I don't know what the answer is, you know.
Here's the thing, right? So we need to also think of conservatives are typically Christian, right? So you'll look at, you know, Candace, she's pretty open about it. Charlie Kirk, same thing. You know, most of these guys, even Alex Jones, he's you know, they kind of you know, have that Christian foundation, basically, right? And then Hollywood doesn't. So now you kind of, so that then creates some sort of chasm where, you know, the foundation of their belief is not the same. So they'll believe that, you know, something is evil that the Hollywood side of things don't think, or the, let's say liberal, don't think is evil. You know, sure. I've had chats with some Christian friends who say, you know, flip, like I'm conflicted because, you know, for issues like, let's say, abortion, right? You know, they'll say, yeah, you know, if I'm wearing my Christian hat, I definitely think it's wrong, you know, but if I'm not wearing it, I think it's okay. So that already, that then screws up the way you kind of your basis where you disagree, because the conservatives, they're using a moral belief system that's different to what, you know, a liberal will use. So I think that's the part where,
so that's where we depart, right? At a exactly. Core level, you're saying we core have a difference. Yeah, interesting.
Which is why, which
the
is why,
or the foundation is so varied.
So varied, so different. There. Yeah, that's why I'm saying they don't think they're being malicious, you know, with the whole dress thing or feminizing men, which is true. It is happening. It is an agenda that's being pushed. You just have to look at how much movies and TV has changed in the last 10 years. I think we spoke about this where we're saying, you know, series and movies in at university, when we were at university, like 2011, are totally different to what we see now in terms of, you know, what's shown on TV and the ideas and ideologies.
Yes, like gay scenes don't shock me anymore. I'm so desensitized to it. But I remember the first time seeing it where I was a little bit taken aback, for sure.
Exactly. So that's why, you know, conservatives will say Hollywood is evil, because, you know, in Christianity, you know, being gay is a sin, basically, right? But in outside of Christianity, it's not, right? It's not wrong. So that base is the difference, and you can't actually reach a consensus, because at the core, you guys pretty much disagree. But what I have a problem with is, so I'm Christian, right? A lot of things are wrong in, you know, according to Christianity, okay? So stuff like lying, stuff like killing, being gay, even having sex before marriage, all that stuff is wrong, right? So fornication, adultery, all that stuff, right? So cheating and all that. But, you know, that's why I have a problem with homophobia, because I'm like, okay, you know, you all of a sudden you're on a high ground about saying, you know, being gay is wrong, right? But I want you to keep the same energy, right, on everything.
When people are lying.
Yeah, and when you're having sex. Are you married? No. Why are you having sex, right? No, you know what I'm saying? So I'll have no, which is why Jesus said, you know, let he without sin cast the stone first, right? That was like an extremely wise thing to say, because he's saying, look, y'all can stone this woman to death, but if you really want to keep it 100, well, everyone's getting stoned today, because y'all are doing y'all are doing wrong things. You know, y'all are lying. Y'all, some are stealing, some are cheating. So please, so that's the problem. That's the problem I have with you know, Christians, you know, bashing too much, because I'm like, all of us are sinning, all of us, and it's not our job. The reason why it's easy for people to get on, everyone likes to have a moral high ground that makes them feel like they're better than other people, right? But so that's why, and it's easy to not be gay if you're not gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's easy for me to not, you know, have sex with a man because I'm not gay. So it's easy for me to then judge someone and say, bro, you're going to hell. That's wrong. Don't do that. Or, you know, when they even, some churches even, you know, throw them out of the church. And I'm like, yo, like, the pastor is, you know, doing this, is cheating, is screwing, you know, a choir girl. You know what I'm saying? Are we kicking him out?
Yeah.
No. So that's all I'm saying. So that's the main problem we have. So for me, I say we shouldn't judge anyone. If you think it's wrong, fair enough. I don't mind that. So at the same time, so if, you know, I don't mind that, but I just don't want you to bash anyone for their choice. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you want to wear a dress, wear a dress. But I do understand why she would say, you know, it's an agenda that's being pushed, because it really is being pushed, and it's really changing how people think, like, legit.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, because that's why the question that I asked you is so difficult, because it's difficult to because her concern is the values that are being passed down to men, correct?
Yeah.
Right? Which I think is a fair concern, because I don't think it's just a moral issue. I think it has societal issues that come with it as well. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just a lack of leadership and role models and strong male figures.
Not taking responsibility as well.
Yes, 100%. So
protecting
with the Christian spin on it, with the Christian spin on it, you know, that one comes down to belief. But I also feel like, hey, there is a clear need in society for this, you know, in any community or even in the immediate confines of a family home. So because, like you said, you can't judge, right? Okay, cool, we're not judging, but how do you not judge but at the same time lead young men or guide them? Do you know? Do you get what I'm saying? There's a little bit of a contradiction there for me.
Yeah, because it's
I feel like it's a catch-22, because I'm saying, okay, Harry, do what you want to do, but at the same time, and I'm not saying what he's doing is misleading men, not at all. I, like I told you when you sent it to me, I didn't care, but at the same time, how do I praise masculinity without putting people like Harry down? Can you do both? And like you said, remember you spoke about the conservatives and the liberals, where if your foundation is really rooted in religion, it's very easy. You just take a very strong stance.
Yeah.
You know? But for people who are a bit more on the fence, it becomes tricky. It leaves you with this dilemma.
Yeah.
But I agree with what you said. You know, it's a very good point. Especially about how people are picky with which sins annoy them. And I think that one, it's the laziest one to be upset about. I think you raise such a good point. It's so easy.
Yeah, it's because it's just the easy one to bash people on.
And it's so easy because it's the easiest law to obey when you're straight.
Exactly, because you don't have to. There's no effort. There's no effort.
At all.
No temptation. All. Like zero.
Zero. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm with you there. But I think I think, you know, there's an overcompensation of that representation of people, because there's been pretty much zero prior to 10 years ago. So there's a sure. there's like a hectic push.
You go from being oppressed to overrepresented, essentially, right?
Exactly, exactly. And the problem is, while they're, you know, praising that, they're also downgrading. If they'd said, if let everyone, you know, because even the what's it called, you know, what you said with you know, bigger guys do this, I feel a truly masculine person wouldn't actually do that, right?
100%.
Yeah. 100%. Exactly. So it feel and usually it's the younger kids, like you said, in high school. You know, in high school is brutal. Like kids are doing that all the time. You know, but you know, as grown-ups, you know, it's true. That's why they always say, you know, in society, the fighters, or rather, naturally, you know, the fighters are the most masculine people, the people who can fight. So, you mm-hmm. know, like you know, martial artists and all that stuff, and you know, those guys are usually really nice. Like you go to the gym, right? Do you notice like the big guys are usually really nice to you, right? They'll, you know, help you out with
100%.
Like, oh, you just, you know, use this technique, whatnot, you know, like that kind
100%,
of thing.
100%, yes.
You know?
100%.
Whereas a slightly bigger person might not really do that, right? So it's the same thing. So, you know, being actually, you know, masculine is a good thing for me. That's what I think for guys.
I agree, 100%. 100%.
And for feminine girls as well. Like, feminine girls who really want to care for their man or something, they get bashed and you know, and are told to be more, like, why should he just sit there? You know, that kind of thing. But if that's what she wants to do, then you're infringing on her, on what she wants to do. So it's mm-hmm. it's actually going both ways. Even though the biggest attack is probably on the male side, because I think
that's such a good point. And you know, it's such a good point in that the thing about manhood or masculinity, I'm using the terms interchangeably. I don't think I can, but anyway, it's also very complex, because you used an analogy of the gym, where the biggest guy in the gym is usually the nicest guy.
Yeah.
But he's also the biggest guy in the gym. Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. He's so secure. He's so secure in his masculinity.
Right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't need to prove anything. And that's what you need to teach, is that you need to teach the importance of strength, but not to bully, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a very innate masculine component to strength and getting strong, because as much as he's a nice guy, he's also a really strong guy, and that was taught. As much as you have that natural strength, that was taught, that hey, you're gonna have discipline, you're gonna go here, you're gonna work out, you're gonna get big, that will allow you to protect yourself, it'll allow you to protect others, you know.
Yep.
It will put you in a position where people can't impose their will on you, but you're not going to abuse that strength which you've gained.
Yes.
You know? And it's, I think people miss that when they interpret manhood, because either they only teach the strength, but they don't teach the kindness, because that's as important a component of it. And then the people who are trying to bring it down, take it quote unquote, I don't know who they are, but they only see the toxic component of masculinity, and they don't see there's a good side to it too. And sometimes I don't think they give it as much credit as it deserves, you know?
Mm.
So, like, right now we're praising Harry for what he did, but it's like, who's that guy who played Aquaman?
Yeah.
Jason Momoa. What's his name? Momoa. Yeah, like him, you know? Great guy. You know, I've seen him in interviews, you know? He's a great guy. Right?
Yeah.
But he's also Khal Drogo. He's also a badass, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I'm not saying that masculinity is tied to strength or size, but I'm just saying there's a part for men like that in our society, you know?
For sure.
Because even if we look at gender-based violence, right? Can you imagine being mentored by the biggest, strongest, most secure guy, right? as a young man growing up. I'm telling you now, if Jason Momoa is your mentor, you're not going to be bullying people.
Yeah, no right? way.
You're not going to be imposing your will on women. But I'm pretty sure you might, in a year, you know, be bench pressing your body weight or something. Mm. You know, that's the kind of, that's where he would guide your masculinity. So I think there's a part of masculinity that can do good for society, for both men and women, you know?
Yep.
Because if we have better men, we have better role models, we have better young boys growing up, and then maybe we don't have a gender-based violence issue, you know?
Exactly.
So it's tricky. But yeah. Dudes, I think that's it, man. I think we're going to beat a dead horse with this one. Anything else you want to talk about before we wrap this up?
I think that's it.
So that happened this week. Nothing else happened this week. It is a South African artist who passed away, and I shamefully didn't know her.
Yeah, I also didn't know her. I'm sure it's all right.
Yes.
R.I.P. I didn't know her. To her.
Yeah, apparently she was big in the 2000s. So, before as it makes sense, now I'm going to be Ugandan. You know, I told you I would switch, you know. But,
yeah.
I guess it makes sense that she maybe didn't enter our circles. But, yeah, very sad. People seem to be quite sad. So, that was the other big story, I think, that's happened in the past week. So, yeah. R.I.P. to her. I don't think we're going to speak too much on it. I don't think we'll do her any justice, but yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sad.
All right, you can cool. wrap us up.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You know what to do. Like, subscribe, share. Can people subscribe? You know, I'm not on the admin side. I just come here and I talk. But we're on SoundCloud. We're on Spotify. You guys can follow us on Instagram. And yeah, these are amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Peace.